This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, February 23rd, 2003, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel sing together for the first time in 10 years as they receive a Grammy Award for Lifetime Achievement. On this day in 1994, U.S. Senator Carol Mosley Braun presides over a committee in Washington, D.C., where the issue of the day is rap recording lyrics. Dionne Warwick called it pornography, while others say it is merely poetry. No one called it music. On this day in 1985, the L.A. Quartet Autograph enter the Billboard Hot 100 with Turn Up the Radio, which will peak at number 39. The single, taken from their platinum-selling album Signing Please, was later featured in an episode of Miami Vice and numerous other films. On this day in 1979, on the strength of their hit Sultans of Swing, England's Dire Straits kick off their first U.S. tour, selling out every one of their 51 scheduled shows. On this day in 1970, Ringo Starr guests on NBC's Laugh-In, making his first solo TV appearance. On this day in 1963, The Chiffons' He's So Fine enters the Hot 100. The song had been rejected by 10 different record companies before Lori Records decided to take a chance on it. And on this day in 1959, a soundtrack album by Henry Mancini hits number one on the Billboard 200, where it would stay for 10 consecutive weeks. It would become the first album ever to win the Grammy Award for Album of the Year in 1959. What's the title? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, February 23rd, 1959, a soundtrack album by Henry Mancini hits number one on the Billboard 200, where it would stay for 10 consecutive weeks. It would become the first album ever to win the Grammy Award for Album of the Year in 1959. It was the soundtrack from the popular TV show of the day called Peter Gunn.